So good evening, everyone. I thought I'd talk a little bit tonight about skillful means. One of the guiding principles that the Buddha taught was that this awakening process that we're engaged in is simply a skill. It is a skill that we develop through practice. And I find this enormously reassuring because it takes a little bit of the mystique or magic or the idea that, well, some people are endowed with awakening capacities and others aren't. So he would use different metaphors to talk about the skillfulness of our practice. And one of them is, he'd use the metaphor of music quite a bit in his teaching. And in particular tonight, I'd like to talk about the first principle of musical training as a metaphor for how to awaken. And that is getting in tune. And a little bit of ear training or mind-heart training. So through practice, simply through practice, and what that fundamentally means is through complete listening, we develop our ability to hear clearly. It sounds very straightforward, but speaking from the point of view of someone who has made musical instruments for over 30 years, there's a huge difference between one's idea of in tune and a reality of in tune. I'm horrified whenever I come across an ocarina that I made early on in my career, because the tuning is just not there. And so too with our practice. We have at the front end of our regular practice chanting. And so this very literally gives us an opportunity to listen carefully. But we're not just listening, we're also singing, we're also chanting. So there's a balance to be struck, to find collectively the pitch. And it's a moving target. I read that in Buddhist time, which one would assume, there was no standardized tuning. So one would have to find the pitch of the musical event as it was happening. So too with us in our chanting. Our homage to the three jewels was a little high. I don't know if anybody noticed. That's fine, no problem. Just come back and we try to pay attention to the reality of the tuning as it coalesces at whatever pitch it's at, listening carefully, finding for our common voice, our common ground. And we hit on something, more or less. And it's a beautiful practice to cultivate listening. And because of the communal aspect of reality, the interdependency of our reality. Every moment we're stepping into attuning according to conditions, according to situation, according to relationships. We're not handed a card saying, we are now going to live in the key of C major. No, sometimes it's something quite minor and difficult to follow. So developing our sensitivity to the tuning of the moment is our practice. And how excellent it is to have this time for formal training when the noise level, the complexity of noise or sound is brought to a minimum. And with our breath, the sound of our breath, we can find a tuning there. Breath, highway, raindrops, without identifying the particularity of all these things. Simply tuning in. So thank you for your great musical performance this evening. Mm-hmm.